joining us on the line right now, Ron Papa, president at National Fire Adjustment, talking about insurance claims from our big windstorm that we had over the past 24 hours or so. Ron, thanks for joining us. I'd imagine it's a busy time for you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. Yes, we're getting calls from many of our clients and people that have been referred to us regarding the windstorm losses and what to do with the trees on houses or other buildings or items like that.
All right, well, let's start. We just heard a report in our news about a house in Clarence. A spruce tree actually speared the roof of the house. It came through the house. Is that a no-brainer homeowner's claim?
Yes, it certainly is going to be covered under the homeowner's policy, so there's no question of coverage. But there will be a question as to the degree of damage, how much damage inside, how much damage outside, the issue with the shingles or the roofing and the siding. Does all that have to be replaced? Is all that owed under the insurance policy? Sometimes insurance companies only want to pay for certain areas that were directly damaged and not for the overall matching, but they do owe to match as long as it's a reasonable request. So there are always honest differences of opinion as to what the damages are and how that has to be ascertained with the insurance company.
What should people look at as things that they'd want to contact their insurance company about? It's not every little thing, right?
That's correct. If you have a smaller loss and if it's not that much over your deductible, then we normally recommend our clients not to make a claim because that's not what insurance is for. But if you have a sizable loss or a loss that is well over your deductible, then that's why you buy insurance. But a lot of people don't realize that they're liable to have what we call hidden damage, where perhaps you have uplift of the shingles or other things like that. So when you have the next rain or the next ice storm, you're liable to have more damage that is attributed to this wind event.
And what if a tree lands on your car?
That would be covered under the auto policy for the damage to the car itself. And then the cost to remove the tree off of covered property, which a car would not be on a homeowner's, but let's say it lands on a pool or your house or a fence or driveway, then the cost of removing it off that is covered. And then most policies will afford at least an additional $500 to remove the tree off of the insured premises.
Looking at some of the claims that are coming in now, how do people go about contacting their insurance? Is there steps they should take before they go to the insurance company, maybe photos or things like that?
Yes, it's always smart to document the claim. So if you're able to take photographs of that, that's fine. If you do have a tree on the house or covered property, take some photographs of that prior to having it removed. And then if you think you are going to have a covered loss, it's going to be over your deductible, then I would certainly recommend that you notify the insurance company or your insurance agent as soon as possible.
Ron, you've been doing this for a long time. How does this windstorm rate, in your opinion? Have we had worse, or is this one of the worst?
Yeah, no. Thankfully, this one is well under control. I think the first responders and everyone else did an excellent job in doing what they could in that regard. But this is relatively, I hate to say it, because if you have a tree on your house, it's not minor, but it is relatively minor. There isn't anything that compares in Buffalo to recent times to the November storm of 2014, where we were getting calls by building collapses all over. But it's not as bad as individuals thought perhaps it would be. But once again, if it's to your house, to your property, your business, then it is catastrophic.
In a storm like this, is it maybe even more likely that you'd see claims on cars rather than homes?
I don't know that much in regards to cars, but there's certainly issues with automobiles. But I would think you're going to have more to structures because you're going to have more uplift, as I said before, Brian, with the shingles, with siding damage, impact damage. And you may not realize, as I said before, that it may not be that extensive. But if you do to take a hard look at your siding or your shingles, you're liable to see issues where you have indentations or impact damage. And you need to really walk around the property carefully. If you have a friend or neighbor, if you're not schooled in it, who is in construction or roofing, have them look at it just to see if there's any other damage that you didn't realize at the first go around.
I'm just thinking, Ron, what happens if, you know, your neighbor's tree lands on your property and causes damage?
Excellent, Susan. What happens with wind is that's considered an act of God. So there's normally not negligence in that regard. However, if the neighbor had prior knowledge that that tree was a nuisance and perhaps should have been trimmed or removed, then that's a different story, and that may well be covered under your neighbor's liability policy. But I always recommend to our clients that they make claim under their own policy, and then if the insurance company thinks that they can subrogate against the neighbor's policy, to go ahead and do that. But there's always questions as to the degree of damage and knowledge and items like that.
Ooh, then you're no longer friends, right? Okay.
That's correct. That's correct.
Ron, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Susan. Thank you.
All right. That is Ron Papa, president with National Fire Adjustments. A lot of interesting things to keep in mind after our big windstorm.